Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands, to the Heroic Husband Habits Special Series. These are potent 5-minute lessons of high leverage, habitual ways of thinking, talking and taking action to become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In this episode, we introduce one simple hack to embodying instant trust-earning presence. It's heroic humility time. Time to get radically honest and real with yourself. Have you ever forgotten to run an errand your queen requested, much to her dismay? Do you ever start mentally creating your response whilst your queen is still speaking? Do your work concerns ever follow you home, distracting you from being present with your loved ones? If you are answering yes to these, to one or all of these, it's not your fault, and don't worry, because you're definitely not alone. A hallmark of masculine trauma from growing up in this emotion-shaming society is men en masse are walking around stuck in their heads. Nothing in marriage is more common than a husband stuck in his head. More frighteningly, and more important for you guys to listen into, nothing in marriage is more repulsive to a wife than a husband stuck in his head. An overthinking husband is one of the primary causes of divorces. You see, the mental baggage of one moment is still dominating our awareness as we enter into the new moment. Thus, our muddled minds struggle to positively influence what's happening in our family, in our intimate relationship, in our parenting, and we wonder why it all starts falling apart. Thinking, 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 we lay waste our greatest masculine superpower, presence. In conscious masculine-feminine relating, holding the masculine pole is all about presence. Here at in Be the Husband She Brags About in the podcast and within the Heroic Husbands Men Circle in that movement, when we speak about being a mountain in the storm, we're talking about being present. I define presence as the non-judgmental awareness of what is in self and others, thus allowing your intuitive and instinctual responses to serve love in the moment. We need presence the most during daily married life transitions. Transitions are when you are moving from one situational requirement to another, like moving from your car ride home from work to entering home to greet your family. How often are you fully present with that transition and the different requirements of you? The other one, moving from light dinner time talk and joking with your queen to dealing with a sudden shouting match between your kids. Two distinct different requirements from two different situations, but can you transition from presence in one to presence in what's required in the other? Or moving from heading out the door to work to holding space as your queen suddenly breaks into tears when you're once foot out the door? Moving from full football match immersion or whatever else is on TV to getting a quick snack at halftime and being present with your queen before rejoining the game. How often do tensions come up in that? The tension between are you fully present with me, the queen always wanting that union, and the hurt and abandonment that you are actually preferring some other activity in that moment. Can you play that with impeccable presence? Or moving from being silent to beginning to speak. The simplest way to embodying instantly better presence is through your breath. With one simple deep belly breath, you shift out of cranial brain thinking mode into heart and gut brain intuition mode. This changes everything in your favor. Try one now. One slow, deep breath in through your nose, slowly expanding your rib cage and then your belly, followed by a relaxing exhale, shifts you towards deepening presence instantly. The Marriage Transformation Heroes 7-Day Challenge. For the next 7 days, become aware of your married life transitions and take one moment to do one deep belly breath. After your one breath, respond to serve love in the moment. Set the if-then pre-commitment. If a transition is happening, then I will take one slow deep belly breath. The strategic practice of one deep belly breath presence practice at moments of daily life transitions is a total marriage game changer. For the 5 to 10 seconds max it takes to do one slow deep breath in and out, virtually no practice has a greater marital return on investment than the one deep belly breath presence practice. Kingly brothers, it's day one always. Time to get back to practice. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.